Where's the beer? Whose bland life is it anyway? In association with Sterling Creations and VIP Tech Productions present Ask Donna. Donna Jordan answers your questions and offers you tips and tricks on being an author, an expert, a sight loss coach, and an advocate.
Greetings, everybody. I'm Donna J. Jodhan, and welcome to the first week of my July show for Ask Donna. I hope that everybody is having a great month thus far. We're probably just finished celebrating Canada Day and July the 4th Day. And I hope that everyone had a great holiday. Enjoy yourself with all kinds of things. Fireworks and nice get-togethers with the family and with friends. And, you know, doing things special on these 2 days. South of the border and north of the border. So, I want to start by thanking all those who have taken the time to come in, listen to me, and provide me with your thoughts, your suggestions, and your feedback. It is super important for me to receive your feedback, because without you, I can't continue to do my show, and I cannot continue to give you tips that will be valuable for you. So thank you. And thank you to my great friend Victor for giving me this opportunity to be here with you one more time. Before I start, I wanted to tell you about my special offer that has been going on for the last few months. And it's all about me giving you the opportunity to share news about yourself, about each other, about anything. And for the very affordable price of $5 per month, you can send me a post of no more than 150 words telling me what you'd like to share. I will run these by my editors, and if your submission is chosen, we will notify you, and then you will have the opportunity to pay us a sum of $5 per month. Now, you can send your submission to AskDonna on blindlife@gmail.com. That's AskDonnaBlindlife@gmail.com. Okay. And you can pay us at PayPal, PayPal, at DonnaJohnhen.com. Very easy, isn't it? So here again it is. Send us your submission to AskDonna on blindlife@gmail.com. When we approve your submission, we will let you know. And you can send your payment to PayPal@DonnaJohnhan.com. And we will then publish your submission. When I say publish, I mean I will read it out on any of my 2 shows. So it can be read out on 2 Ask Donna shows for the month, or 2 Dining with Donna shows for the month, or on 1 of my Ask Donna shows and 1 of my Dining with Donna shows. You can let us know what your choices are. So you have 3 choices. Either on 2 of my Ask Donna shows, two of my Dining with Donna shows, or 1 each of my Ask Donna show and my Dining with Donna show. Okay? I hope it's not too confusing. I'm doing my best here. Good. So for this month, like I said, every week we have a different type of show. Week one for the month, it's called Ask the Blogger. Week two, it's Ask the Coach. Week three, it's Ask the Homemaker. And week four, it's Ask the Reviewer. So for this week, we're going to be asking the blogger. And we're going to start with tips on bullying. You know, I have been working on my campaign against bullying, CAB, for many years now. And my mission is to spread awareness of bullies and bullying and to help people stop the spread of bullying. Okay? Okay, so for this week, we're going to kickstart things with tips on bullying. Okay. You know, we seem to be drifting away from face-to-face contact. You know, it used to be a time when we were quite comfortable with face-to-face contact. We'd get together through social clubs, through, you know, social get-togethers, meetups, anything like that. But since COVID, this has all changed, and it has come to the virtual way of getting together through Zoom, through Teams, through different platforms, even getting together through Facebook, through Twitter, through Instagram. Is this probably one of the reasons why bullying continues to spread its ugly head all around us? I'm not saying it is not, but you know what? I'm going to take a stand here and say that it probably is, because although it is easier to get together with, you know, through these platforms, it gives people the impetus to spread bullying through these platforms. It's easier, right? And these trends continue to spread. These trends continue to grow. I don't think it's a very healthy way to have, you know, get-togethers through, these types of platforms. I think when that happens, it means that we have more of an opportunity, you know, to just sit there and have these get-togethers, and then it leads to, you know, messages being distorted. It leads to people just, you know, using these platforms to try and bully each other. Cyberbullying is becoming more and more of a challenge and a problem for both adults and children, and especially for the children, you know, in high school, even in primary school, and even at college. Cyberbullying is something we need to deal with. And I truly believe that face-to-face interaction needs to come back. There needs to be a reintegration of face-to-face get-togethers now that COVID is on the decline, okay? Social media is playing a part in bullying, in cyberbullying, and we need to do our part to recognize this, to be more conscious of this, and to then do something about it. Now, we can't regulate people all the way, but what we can do is talk to our children, talk to our kids, and encourage them to have more face-to-face meetups and get-togethers, rather than sitting there and meeting each other socially on social media. Okay? So, like I said, what about reintegrating family evening, backyard get-together, community meetups, like at community places, community centers, and things like that? it would give people an opportunity to meet each other face to face rather than doing it through the social media way. This is just my personal opinion, and I know that others share it as well. You know, there's nothing more rewarding than being able to interact live with our friends. It just brings that extra oomph into socializing rather than doing it socially or on social media. Okay? Indulging in healthy and, you know, in healthy conversations, I think, is a good way to stop the spread of bullying. You indulge in healthy conversations, you know, you share opinions with each other face to face and directly with each other. You gauge each other's interactions live, okay? And you could spend time catching up on each other's lives, sharing with each other. I just think it's the best way to deal with bullying right now. Stop the spread of bullying. Spread awareness of bullying through more face-to-face interaction, more face-to-face meetups, more face-to-face engagement. Okay? Just my thought on bullying for today. Let's now go to the next section of my show for today. And it's my tips on entrepreneurship. I've been an entrepreneur since the year 2000. I have engaged in different aspects of entrepreneurship. I became an entrepreneur because I was tired of traveling hours to get to my job downtown Toronto. So I decided that I'm going to try entrepreneurship, and I really do not regret having done so. As an advocate, as an author, as a blogger, as a coach, as a beneficiary writer and producer, again as an entrepreneur, as a law graduate, and as a podcast commentator, I've been able to engage fully in each of these roles in order to promote my entrepreneurship. I am a fan of entrepreneurship. Okay. Now, what types of resources should one consider when thinking of becoming an entrepreneur? I would like to identify certain types of resources for you for this week, okay? First, make sure that you have your financial resources in place. It is very important that your financial resources are in place before you do anything. That you have a budget, that you have the funds necessary to do it, and if you have to take out a loan, how are you going to pay back the loan? If you're going to fund it on your own, do you have enough funds to do so? It's very important to identify the financial resources that you will need. The next thing is the personal resources. Do you have the personal resources that you need in order to become an entrepreneur? And what I mean is this. The personal resources to help you technically, the personal resources to help you in your administrative tasks, and the personal resources that you would need to help you with, like, the all-rounder. So you have the administrative resources, you have the all-rounder resources, and you have the technical resources. This is very, very important. If you want to become a successful entrepreneur, not just the financial, but also the personal resources. Finally, the technical resources. Do you have the equipment necessary, you know, to carry out what you want to do? Do you have the hardware and the software that you will need? And most important, the knowledge that you would need in order to, you know, combine all of this into your technical resources. Okay? So, you have your financial resources, your personal resources, and your technical resources. Alright, For the next segment of my show for this week, I want to talk about scams and scamming. You know, we could never be out of suggestions or thoughts or feedback when it comes to dealing with scams and scammers. And just keep in mind, scams and scammers are growing by the day, and scammers are becoming more adept in doing what they should not be doing, in spreading fear into society and using their talents in the wrong way, right? Instead of using their talents to help make a better world, they're using their talents to scam us. Okay? Alright. It is better not to answer your door to the unknown person. This is a definite no-no. You don't know who is on the other side of the door when someone knocks at your door or rings your doorbell. Okay? And the unknown person could be anybody, from a man to a woman, even a younger person. It could even be a kid. So you got to be careful, very, very careful when answering the door. If you don't know who that person is, please ignore the call, ignore the knock. Sometimes it may be someone in distress, but it is probably best to ignore the unknown person on the other side of your door. Okay, here's my thought for today. What about those cell phone silicates? You know, I am happy with my cell phone silicates because I can get my unlimited number of text messages that I can send and receive every month. I like my provider, which is Rogers Communications. But sometimes cell phone services may not always be what the type that you're looking for. Okay? So make sure that your cell phone services provide you with everything that you need. Because you gotta shop around. Don't just take one provider for granted. Okay? Alright. Let's go to about... Oh, before I go to my mental stretch, I would like to invite you to visit my advocacy editorials or blogs at www.sterlingcreations.ca. That's www.sterlingcreations.ca. And now we are going to come on to the mental stretch. Ah yes, my mental stretch that I have developed and have been using for 10 years now. It is based on the MIC principle, M as in morning, I as in ink, and C as in carrot. Excuse me, here we go again with my froggy throat. Alright, it is based on using either one sense at a time or a combination of senses. So this week we're going to use a sense of hearing. And you can either use your sense of hearing, sense of smell, sense of taste, sense of touch, sense of sight. Or you can use them in combination. But for this week, we're going to use the sense of hearing. My MIC principle is based on clearing the mind of cobwebs and clutter, and clearing your imaginations as well. And in addition, to spark and stimulate your creative future. My mental stretch can be done at any time of the day and for any length of time. And you can use it in a variety of different types of situations. When you're anxious, when you're stressed out, when you are crunched for time, when you find yourself in a situation where you're not sure what you want to do. So let's try my mental stretch for this week using the sense of hearing. All right. So, let's concentrate on these types of sounds. The sound of a lawn mower doing its job outside your window or in the park. You may find it noisy, but sometimes I tell you, I've used the sound of a lawn mower to help me clear my mind and imagination and to spark and stimulate my creative juices. I find the sound of a lawnmower very, I would say, exciting because it encourages me to get up and go. Okay? So try the sound of a lawnmower. How about a fast flowing brook? You know, you stand there in a park and you listen to the sound of a fast flowing brook. Just running along. Just think of it. Stand there quietly. Imagine doing this. You don't always have the opportunity to go out there into the park near a fast flowing brook or even if you're a lawnmower. But use your mind and your imagination to imagine these sounds. This is what my mental stretch is all about. Using the mind and imagination to think of these sounds, the lawnmower and the fast flowing brook. And if you want a bit of a stimulus, what you can do, there are these little gadgets out there that you can buy on Amazon or elsewhere. And they produce artificial sounds of fast flowing brook, rain falling, things like that, birds singing. You can buy one of those, plug it in, turn it on, and voila. Okay? Think of this. Here's another suggestion for you. The sound of a batter hitting a ball. So the batter hitting a ball, it goes either crack, or it goes clap, or it goes push. A batter hitting a ball. You've got to use these senses. You know, with a sense of hearing. Use these senses to help you out. Okay? Now, you could combine these with the sense of sight. And here's how you do that. Just think of a batter standing on a diamond, right? And you're outside with fresh, cool air circulating around you. And you see the batter hitting that ball. Or in the case of a fast-flowing brook, you can imagine sparkling water coming from the brook. Think of visualizing the sparkling water coming from the brook. Think of being in a park with the person mowing the lawn. Okay? So again, it's not just the sense of hearing, but also the sense of sight. And you want to take this one step further. Sense of smell. In the case of the lawnmower, think of the scent or this fragrance, I should say, of grass being cut. Okay? I hope this helps you out because I think it is very, very important that we take care of our mental health. We have stretches for the arms, the legs, the neck, the tummy, the back, the head. Why not the mental stretch? Now, if you have any questions, send me an email on askdonna on blindlife@gmail.com. askdonnaonblindlife@gmail.com. And I'm going to close this week's show with my bento basket. A virtual bento basket. And I want you to think of a basket for a backyard get-together. Well, this backyard get-together is probably going to take place mid-afternoon. So what am I going to put into this basket? I'm going to put in some suntan lotion. Nice, sweet-smelling suntan lotion. I'm also going to put in some bug repellent, because you never know, these little guys, they come wandering up to you and they can become a bit pesky, so You have your suntan lotion, your bug repellent. I'm gonna send you off here with it, and I think they're still around. These little pocket AEDs. Yeah, music playing while you're enjoying your backyard get together. Or you can take your MP3 player out if you get into the backyard and play your music with it. So you have three things in your bento basket right now. How about a jug of cool lemonade? That would be the trigger. Lots of ice in it or some non-alcoholic fruit punch. Okay? Of course, you can add other things to it, but this is what I would like to send you off with to end my show for this week. Right then. Thank you everyone for tuning in. I wish you a great rest of the day, a great rest of the week. Thank you for listening in, and please send your feedback to me on Ask Donna on blindlight@gmail.com and take advantage of my special offer, a $5 offer, where you can your submission will be announced or read by me on any of my shows, any two of my shows, the two Ask Donna shows, or three Dining with Donna shows, or one of three. Alright? Guys, take care. Have a great day, great rest of the week, and I will see you next week.
Tune in every Wednesday mornings at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, 7:30 a.m. Pacific, for Ask Donna on Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway?